97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, a story I saw yesterday, Sue, that is not getting a lot of attention, but certainly it will resonate with you and me and Fred and anyone really who works in our building or anyone who works downtown. Now, I know those numbers have dwindled, but you see what happened early yesterday right here down by Stiefel?
No.
There was somebody that was run over and they went through. Well, someone was killed. This is the irony of it. Ran through a red light at 14th and Market. The person who ran through the red light crashed into another car. The person who was driving the other car is okay, but one of the women in the car that blew the red light is dead. Oh. It happened after 1 a.m., they say, at the intersection of Market and 14th Street, right next to the Stiefel Theater. This, by the way, has been an intersection that I have highlighted for 3 years now on this show as being dangerous, not only because of traffic, but because that's where people get shot by the homeless folks. Now, they've cleared the homeless folks out, but there was someone who was killed in that particular location about 8 months ago. In this situation, what I said on Twitter yesterday, Sue, I think you would, you know, agree. This is the way I put it. When I leave work here at 6 o'clock, okay, I take 14th Street to Shoto. I take a right on Shoto, and then I take a left on, what would that be, Lafayette. And I go down to get to, not Lafayette, what would that be right there?
Where are you?
I go past Enterprise. I go to Shoto, right where the dilapidated, you know, gas station is that now is, I think, permanently closed down. And then I go on Shoto and take a left and get to the highway that way.
Yeah,
what the hell is the
Truman
damn street?
Parkway.
By Ameren. Yeah. So my point is, there's never a time in the last probably couple of years that I've taken that trip and assumed that because I'm approaching a green light that someone will not come through a red light. Because I've seen it happen too many times.
Oh, yeah.
Over and over and over again, people run through these lights. And by the way, this happened at 1:30 in the morning. They do it at 1:30 in the afternoon. So it was not, sadly, shocking to me. It's very ironic that the person who blew the light is, you know, the car that had someone die. But that's what happens when you have no police presence downtown and people think there's no consequences. It's exactly what happens. And it's going to happen more on a regular basis because people know there's no consequences. So they run through these red lights and they don't think that they're going to get in trouble. And maybe this will resonate with somebody because somebody died in this particular situation. All right. The media is approaching this presidential ticket now in a very unique way. They're panicking. They're completely panicking. And you can hear it in their voices. I'm going to play you a few examples here because Martha Raddatz, and Martha's been one on ABC that has had at least the ability to ask the Harris team some tougher questions. And I've never had a big problem with Martha Raddatz as being like a biased reporter. But I think in this particular situation, the topic was, and we saw this video, I don't know, I think maybe 6 to 7 weeks ago, Sue. You remember Fox and other organizations were showing these Venezuelan mobs that have infiltrated these apartment complexes
Aurora,
Colorado. Right. It's not made up, right? You have video from the apartment, security video, that show horrifying things from these Venezuelan gangs. Well, Martha Raddatz and ABC decided, you know what? That you guys are making way too much of people with guns banging down the doors of other residents. So listen to where this goes with J.D. Vance.
And what we're hearing, of course, Martha, is that people are terrified by what has happened with some of these Venezuelan gangs.
Senator Vance, I'm going to stop you because I know exactly what happened.
Martha.
I'm going to stop you. The incidents were limited to a handful of apartment complexes.
Only, Martha, do you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Only a handful of apartment complexes in America were taken over by Venezuelan gangs, and Donald Trump is the problem and not Kamala Harris's open border.
Put yourself in that situation. Thank you, J.D. Vance is right. Martha Raddatz decides to interject her opinion of this by saying, look, we spoke to the mayor, and they said that this was exaggerated. Well, J.D. Vance's point was, what happened? Okay, you're going to minimize what happened to these people when they were brutalized by these gangs. There is such a misunderstanding, a fundamental misunderstanding of the left in this country. And those of you who have friends that are on the left, or maybe you are on the left, you don't understand how this immigration issue is resonating with the American people. We are being invaded, and we don't like it. No other country on the planet would allow it to happen, and we don't want it to happen in this country. That's not bigoted. That's not racist. That's not xenophobic, because Black people and Hispanic people feel the same way. They went through the process. They became citizens legally, many Hispanics. They took the oath of office, or not the oath of office, the oath of citizenship at Busch Stadium a few weeks ago. We have been invaded. And You got people on, even some that are, you know, the Trump, the never Trumpers on the right saying, oh, this is horrifying language. They're playing into the worst instincts of the American people. No, they're playing into the instincts of the American people that feel like our country is not ours anymore. Right?
Yeah.
So I got to hand it to Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, because here's a guy I've never really had too strong of an opinion on. He kind of gets into that, you know, McCarthy gets out, Mike Johnson's the guy, they immediately almost start talking about getting rid of him because he's not doing some of the things on spending that the more conservative members of Congress, Matt Gaetz, et cetera, feel. And he hasn't really played a major role in this presidential campaign, but he was on one of the Sunday shows yesterday, and I thought he handled himself extremely well. This is on Meet the Press with Kristen Welker.
Kamala Harris's numbers are dropping in the polls, and she just said in her own words, you saw the tape there, there is no difference between her and Joe Biden. The Biden policies, yeah. Bidenomics, all the things they champion are destroying the country, and everybody knows that.
So I think that Mike Johnson is right, but what you're going to hear here, and this is what you heard from Martha Raddatz, Kristen Welker, it's almost like the talking points go across to Meet the Press and George Stephanopoulos and everyone, except for Fox, of course. You know, Shannon's not getting the talking points that everyone else is. They're like, look, we got a problem here because this election looks like it's getting away from us. And one of the greatest lines, and I'll see if I can pull this, Sue, one of the greatest lines from the Saturday Night Live bit the other night was they kind of took a jab at Kamala in a way that I think that many Democrats feel, look, this guy, he's a horrible, reprehensible human being. He's a threat to democracy. He's all these things. And you're about to lose to him, right? How do you feel about that, right? How do you feel about, this is what I love with Jane, too. They have so much TDS out there that they can't see straight, and they don't understand that their candidate, and I think they do, because they just wanted Biden out, not because they wanted somebody else, but they knew he was going to lose to Trump, right? So Mike Johnson keeps going on here with Kristen Welker. She tries to push, but he doesn't. Excellent job.
That's why Donald Trump elected. Republicans are going to win the Senate and the House.
Mr. Speaker, we should note that FEMA funds were actually redirected on Donald Trump's watch to deal with the migrant issue. Let me ask you, you mentioned the medical.
No, records. No, ma'am.
Okay, so he's not having any of it. Good. This is what they do. They try to fact check only Trump. They never fact check the other side, and then they try to move on. He had nothing of it.
Wait a minute. No, that's a, hold on. Wait a minute. Wait. Facts are important. That is a new program that started in 2020 under Joe Biden. That funding wasn't necessary under Trump's administration because we secured the border. We didn't invite illegal aliens and dangerous people into the country. That's a Biden-Harris policy, and everybody knows it.
Mr. Yes. Speaker, it did happen under Donald Trump's watch, but let me just ask you.
She tries again. She tries again, and he's telling her that no.
No, we didn't. No, Kristen,
should Donald Trump release all of his medical records?
That is a brand new account.
Should Donald Trump release all of his medical records?
He has.
Speaker?
Now, this is where it gets real interesting. This is what I love. I don't know if I missed something on Friday. I left Thursday at 6 o'clock. I'm away for the weekend. This is going to make you laugh out loud. If you're drinking something, some coffee in the afternoon, some Diet Coke like I do, it might spit out your nose. Because listen to the case that she tries to make. All of a sudden, and this is why I said maybe I missed something, they're trying to hammer Trump on releasing medical records. Who the F cares? Listen to what she tries to make it about, and Johnson spikes the ball exceptionally well here.
He issued the records of his physicians. Kamala Harris issued her medical records as a diversion because she's desperate because she's sinking in the polls. Donald Trump's health is on display. Everyone in America can see it. The man works nonstop. He never quits. He probably sleeps 4 hours a night.
You know, we had a guy, legend here in St. Louis, Bob Hyland. I never met Mr. Hyland. Rand Kamowex was the vice president of CBS, but a lot of these high-functioning individuals, Hyland was in his office at like 4:30. He only slept 3-4 hours a night. Some people are like that. Trump is absolutely like that. So what Mike Johnson's saying is accurate.
He doesn't require as much sleep as the average person. He's an unusual figure. And this is the strength that we need in a time like this. We're in the most dangerous moment since World War II. You have to have strength. You have to have a steady hand. You have to have a commander-in-chief that our allies respect and our enemies fear. They do not fear Kamala Harris.
All right, so that was pretty good for Mike.
Yeah, really good.
But Kristen Welker can't get away from it. She can't get away. She's worried about President Trump's health, Sue. That's what it's all about.
I do fear Donald Trump.
Mr. Speaker,
that's
just
what people are going to vote on.
Just to be very clear, he hasn't released all of his medical records. He released two letters. Should he release the results of the cognitive test?
It's unnecessary.
Test,
he's said, on display every minute.
So it's unnecessary. Right. You can see that he didn't release his medical records. You don't want to know things like his cholesterol level, whether he's dealing with any issue that we may not
Wait
know about, if he's going to be commander-in-chief.
Wait for
And he also said he would relieve cognitive
Kristen,
tests.
Listen to your question.
Yeah. Wait for it.
Should he release that?
The American people Kristen, the American people don't care about the cholesterol level of Donald Trump. They care about the cost of living and the fact they cannot pay for groceries because Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's policies have put them in that situation.
I mean, he was holding back laughter.
Yes.
He wanted to laugh at I was laughing at Kristen Welker. How embarrassing is this? I mean, journalistic malpractice has been something that I have highlighted for my entire career as a talk radio host, but I never, ever thought it would be on steroids the way that it is right now. But you have examples of ABC and Martha Raddatz from yesterday morning. You got Kristen Welker doing the same thing. They cannot help themselves because they're panicked right now. You could hear it in their voices. They see these polls. They know that the Harris campaign is floundering and struggling. Now, I'm not going to call the election right now because that would be a mistake because we know that this is going to be close. But some things are cratering right now. And I think that there is an acknowledgement of it in some of the mainstream legacy media. And they're trying to do everything they can to try to fight back. But by going down a line of questioning with the Speaker of the House and trying to point out that Donald Trump has not released his cholesterol levels, when people can't afford to go to the grocery store, they can't get into a house, the American dream has kind of died along. Talk about tone deafness from this administration and from the legacy media. It's really something. It really is. And we'll continue to highlight that for the next 3 weeks. Coming up here at the top of the hour, Sue's going to have Sue's News. When we come back, I think I'm going to do the Bill Maher audio this afternoon because I had a couple of different directions.
Oh, good.
But he... And this is related to Chappell Roan, the singer, who has become somewhat of a sensation. I think she was on Saturday Night Live the opening weekend a few weeks ago. Or if she wasn't, she's going to be on the show because they always try to, you know, dial into the hot thing. But what Mr. Maher did on his show related to Israel and Chappell Roan is really, I said this yesterday when I tweeted it out, must-see TV. We'll get to that in the next hour. Plus, Cusimano, Andy Puzder at 5:07, former State Senator John Lamping. We're going to focus in on a state Senate race in the 15th District. David Gregory is the Republican in that race. We'll also cover the presidential stuff with John and an audio cut of the day.
Get more at 971talk.com.